Welcome to the ISSA blog. For more fitness-related content, be sure to visit issaonline.com/blog, where we publish articles daily.
Craft the perfect women's bodybuilding diet. The sport of women's bodybuilding has grown tremendously over the past two decades. The spirit of competition, the intensity of training, and the excitement of stepping on stage draw many competitors back repeatedly. The process of getting to the competition stage is a long one and requires great attention to detail. The diet is, just like any type of training, 80% of the success of the program. The correct fuel for the body will support daily activities, promote tissue repair, and support higher intensity. It's also the literal lifeblood of the human body. Our nutrition determines how our bodies will perform. This article takes a deep dive into the diet required for a female bodybuilding program. Successful bodybuilding prep requires proper nutrition, attention to detail, and consistent precision with both training and nutrition. How you train and how you fuel and repair your body will determine how long it will take you to achieve your goals of stepping on stage. Bulking versus cutting. The two phases in a bodybuilding program are the bulking or hypertrophy phase and the cutting phase. You can't combine these as one requires a calorie surplus and one requires a calorie deficit. The total process of competition prep can take 12 to 16 weeks or longer, depending on the athlete's starting point. Bulking requires a slight increase in calories, focusing on protein and carbohydrates as the building blocks of muscle tissue. This is also when you lift to maximum efforts with low rep counts of 4 to 8, with longer rest periods between your sets. Ensuring proper muscle repair in this phase is paramount for effective muscle growth. This phase can last as long as needed until achieving the desired muscle mass. The cutting phase can range from 8 to 12 weeks depending on the amount of body fat you need to shed. A decrease in calories will stimulate the use of body fat for energy, and the workouts will remain high effort, but the intensity will be increased as high-intensity interval training and cardio are introduced to increase daily calorie burn. Figuring out calories. Especially when working to add muscle mass, the careful addition of calories in the right way will make or break a bodybuilding program's results. First, you start by calculating your basal metabolic rate, or BMR. Your BMR is the number of calories your body needs to function and does not consider any calories burned during activity. You should not consume less than your BMR calories as it will quickly slow your metabolism. To calculate BMR, you can use an online calculator, or knowing your current body fat percentage, you can do the math yourself. To calculate yourself, first, use calipers or a bioelectrical impedance tool to measure body fat. An in-body scale, bod pod, or water weighing will give the most accurate body composition results. When calculating your lean body mass from your total weight and your fat mass, assume that half of the lean body mass in the body is muscle tissue and half is essential organs, bone, and other tissues. Muscle burns 30 to 50 calories per pound per day. 30 calories would be a relatively inactive individual, while 50 calories would be for a highly active person. Multiply muscle mass by 30 to get the low range of calories needed for BMR. Multiply muscle mass by 50 to get a higher range of calories needed. Now you have a range of calories to work with. Typically, an average of these two numbers will give you a good starting point for daily calories. Every individual is different, so small adjustments may be necessary to find the correct balance. Allow 1 to 2 weeks to track changes before adjusting the diet. Remember, as your body composition changes, adjust these numbers as well. With the required calories for the day, you'll add 200 to 500 calories to the daily total for muscle building, and when the time is right, remove 200 to 500 calories from daily need for fat loss. Macronutrition. You must break down calories into an ideal macronutrient count. The macronutrients in human nutrition are carbohydrates, protein, and fat. The average person who has a basic workout routine will benefit from a distribution of 40-30-30. That's 40% of calories from carbohydrates, 30% of calories from protein, and 30% of calories from fats. For a bodybuilder looking to gain muscle mass with a heavier workout routine and, in many cases, the addition of high-intensity interval training, the ratio needs to accommodate the greater intensity. The protein ideally bumps towards 45 to 50% of the daily calorie intake, with the calorie intake from carbohydrates around 30% and the remaining 20 to 25% of calories coming from fat. An important side note on fats. Engaging in a low-fat diet can disrupt women's hormones. Fats aid in the production of female hormones and other important body functions. Too little fat in the diet will disrupt hormones and can lead to many other issues within the body. Some athletes find higher fat diets to work well for them. Trial and error with results and progress tracking will help determine if you need minor adjustments to calorie numbers or the ideal macronutrient split. Nutrition timing. Fats are not ideal post-workout, as they will slow gastric emptying and keep food in the stomach longer. After a workout, you're trying to get nutrition into the cells quickly to begin the repair process and prevent muscle breakdown. However, for other meals during the day, this effect is ideal. Fats will keep you more satiated longer and prevent hunger throughout the day. Carbohydrates can sometimes be a dirty word, but for female bodybuilders, they're simply energy. Carbs supply glucose to the brain that it uses to function and also helps the body in replenishing glycogen after a strenuous workout. They cause an insulin spike, which forces the nutrients in the bloodstream into the cells for use. Protein is essentially amino acids ready to use in the body. Whether it's in the form of a solid food or consumed as a powder supplement like protein powder or an amino acid drink, protein will supply the best source of building blocks for muscle tissue repair and growth. The good and the bad. The source of macronutrients is important as not all are considered equal. The key is eating real food. The less processed or cleaner the food, the better. This also means the volume of food consumed will be pretty high. Let's talk about carbohydrates. Some good sources include sweet potatoes, beans, lentils, whole grain breads, nuts and butters, oats, quinoa, brown rice, fruit, and vegetables. Some bad sources include sugary drinks, candy, chips, refined breads, pastries, and fruit juices. Good sources of protein can be chicken, lean beef, turkey, white fish, shrimp, eggs, tempeh, tofu, beans, and lentils. Some not ideal sources of protein include sausage, protein bars, and processed deli meats. Finally, fats. Good sources of fats include salmon, cheese, coconut oil, nuts and nut butters, avocado, and yogurt. Some poor sources of fats include fried foods, butter, lard, heavy cream, and vegetable oil. Many athletes have questions about whole foods versus supplements and processed alternatives. As mentioned, the less processed, the better, and the fewer calories the food item usually has. Another way to think about it is that you want your food to have appeal, not a wrapper. The menu. Typically, the amount of food required to meet the daily calorie needs on a bodybuilding diet will require the athlete to eat 6 or more times each day. This makes it easier to divide the calories over the course of the day and into reasonably sized meals. Here's an example of a meal plan that's approximately 1,600 calories. Meal 1. 6 egg whites, 1/4 of an avocado, 1/2 a grapefruit, and 32 ounces of water. Meal 2. 6 ounces of tilapia, 2 cups of green beans, 32 ounces of water. Meal 3. 6 ounces of chicken breast, 1 cup brown rice, and 32 ounces of water. During a workout, 1 serving of branched-chain amino acids and 1 scoop of whey protein. Meal 4. 4 ounces of ground turkey, 6 ounces of sweet potato, and 1 cup of spinach. Meal 5. 6 ounces of tilapia, 2 cups of green beans, and 32 ounces of water. And the final meal 6, 4 ounces of chicken, 1 cup of green beans, and 32 ounces of water. In this sample plan, protein intake is high with a solid protein source anchoring every meal. Consume carbs earlier in the day to supply energy when you're often the most active. Evening meals will focus on protein and light carbs from veggies to promote repair and help the body reach natural ketosis during sleep. Water is essential to life and digestion, so it's monitored and added to every meal. A bodybuilding athlete should aim for 1.5 to 2 gallons of water a day. As you progress into the cutting phase, the reduction of carb serving sizes will be the first way to begin to reduce calorie intake. Next, slightly adjust fats. Protein intake should remain high to support muscle tissue. The precision of the weights and measures of food on a bodybuilding diet is key. Use a food scale and measuring cups, dry and liquid when applicable. If you do not measure the food, you're simply guessing. Guessing or eyeballing amounts of servings is not effective. The aspect of supplementation is up next, but the addition of a small protein shake during a workout supplies the body with essential building blocks at its greatest time of need. If you're unable to stomach drinking during training, within 30 minutes post-workout is also efficient. Supplementation. Nutritional supplements that are important in a bodybuilding diet include branched-chain amino acids, glutamine, protein, and multivitamins. Let's talk about branched-chain amino acids. These are a mix of essential amino acids that are not naturally found in our bodies and therefore must be supplemented. They're the building blocks of protein and muscle tissue. Taking branched-chain amino acids before, during, or after a workout aid in muscle repair and supplies a fuel source for the body. They become especially important during the cutting phase when calories are lower and fasted cardio may be introduced. Energy levels will also begin to suffer. Glutamine. This is a non-essential amino acid, which is found in many whole foods naturally. It's often in a powdered branched-chain amino acid, and the taste can sometimes be bitter. Glutamine is a supplement that specifically affects the synthesis of protein. The high intensity of a bodybuilding training routine will increase the body's need for glutamine. Therefore, it should be supplemented daily. Protein powders. The use of powdered protein is an effective way to increase protein intake daily with minimal calorie impact. Dairy-based whey protein is a common option, while plant-based proteins are available as well. Plant-based proteins often have a higher carbohydrate content, which should be considered for the counting of macronutrients. Multivitamin. Never underestimate the power of a good multi. Everyone should be taking a multivitamin to bridge any micronutrient gaps in their diet. With a strict diet, such as the one needed for bodybuilding prep, the short list of food choices does leave holes. Nutrients like calcium, zinc, iodine, iron, vitamin A, manganese, and even copper are needed for various processes in the body. A good multivitamin taken upon waking and then again about 12 hours later will supply these necessary micronutrients. There are many other supplements available and marketed to serious fitness enthusiasts and bodybuilding athletes. However, anything outside of the supplements listed is kind of a personal choice. Items like pre-workout, caffeine, creatine, powdered glucose supplements, and fat burners are options, but your clients should discuss these supplements with their doctor prior to use to ensure there are no contraindications. Now, armed with the details of a bodybuilding diet, you can get to work. Logging your daily intake will prove helpful to track daily intake and to look back through the process and determine what worked and what did not. Make food journaling a habit, and most importantly, be honest about what you eat. What is not tracked cannot be changed, and remember, guessing doesn't work. Check out the ISSA Bodybuilding Specialist Certification for more on training for bodybuilding prep as well. Happy training!
Thanks for listening. If you enjoyed this content, feel free to check out our other fitness-related articles at issaonline.com/blog.